Good morning, Lifestylers, Advanced Lifestylers. How are you this morning out there across good old America? This is Monty Deans, and I will be your host this morning. Good on Friday, the 27th of July. Who is with us this morning? Who's going to be the first one to speak up?
Well, this is Fritz. I'm in Missouri.
Fritz, thank you for speaking up. I know there's right now there's about 12 people on the call. And for speaking up, what I'd like to have you do, and that is, if you would, I'm going to give you my email address. Do you have a computer?
Yes, I do.
Okay, here's my email address.
Just a moment, let me grab a pack of paper. Just a second.
Okay. Yeah. My email address is mdeeds, D-E-E-D-S.
Okay.
At Comcast. comcast.net. N-E-T.
Okay.
After this call, if you could send me your name, your address, you will be receiving. I kind of took this from Vance Rogers. Vance used to do this in regards to his call on Saturday. He'd have a particular question, that sort of stuff. And I just decided this morning, the first person that spoke up, and what I'll be sending you is a DVD by Dr. McDougall and his wife, Mary, and she goes over basically 14 different recipes and how to make those recipes. And also, at the beginning of each one, Dr. McDougall talks a little bit about a particular health subject that he's concerned about. So I'm going to send you that DVD package. If you just send that to me, I certainly appreciate it. And thanks for being the first one to ask, if I ask to speak up, because I certainly appreciate that. How's everything else going, Fritz, for you?
Pretty good, pretty good. It's a nice day here in Missouri, sunny, and we're
good. Good. Well, we're glad to have you on this call. So what I want to do right off the bat, I'd like to welcome everybody to the call this morning and let you know that the purpose of the Advanced Lifestyle Call is to provide the most current nutritional and advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. When better health is attained, all areas of our life will be impacted. The people you hear today will be part of the study product group. You'll also hear new people that are on the call that have questions. And it basically, we're following the principles that were found in a book called The China Study by Dr. Colin Campbell, and most are utilizing the cutting-edge wellness products made available by Nikan. The China Study, where the book begins, and that's kind of the book that got a lot of us motivated and turned on, was the largest nutritional study ever done in the world. Basically, there were 880 million participants in this particular survey, and attending this call in no way obligates you to make any purchases. You are our guest. We ask only that if you find this information helpful and see benefit in anything you learned, please pass on the call number and the time to others. And we'd like to thank you for allowing us to enter your home, your office, your car, wherever you are this particular morning listening to this call. So welcome to the call. Let's find out who else is with us, Fritz, here this morning. And if you could just give me your name and your state, we kind of like to know about how far out things are reaching on this Friday morning. So Fritz is already spoken up, and for that, you will receive a DVD in the mail for me for doing that in regards to some information on some recipes. It'll actually, you'll be able to see them and see how they're prepared and everything else. So Fritz is from Missouri. Fritz, thank you. Who else is with us this morning?
Monty, it's Diane.
Diane?
Yes.
You're from where, Diane?
Bremerton.
From Washington. Bremerton, yes. Washington. Thank you, Diane. Yes. Next?
Mary Lou. From
this is Linda Brown. Sorry, Mary Lou.
Oh, that's okay, Linda.
Linda Brown from?
Yes, Vancouver, Washington.
Washington. Glad to have you with us, Linda. Next.
Bonnie, Minnesota.
Bonnie is from Minnesota. Bonnie, thank you. Next. I heard Mary Lou speak up from Washington. And Dee from Little Rock, Washington. And Dan from Washington. Little Rock, Washington. Boy, we got Washington. Man, I can't believe it. Go. Who's next? Break this spell here.
Darlene from Redding, California.
Darlene. Good morning, Darlene. How are you this morning? From California.
Kansas.
Onita from
yes.
Kansas. Onita, thank you. God, get up this morning. And of course, I guess you're a couple hours ahead of us here in Kansas. Getting close to the afternoon for you. Anybody else here with us? Please feel free to speak up. Give me your name and the state you're from.
Nancy here from Cleveland.
Nancy from Cleveland, Ohio. Thank you, Nancy. Pleasure having you here with us this morning. Next. Is that all that's going to speak up this morning? Well, I appreciate those of you that have, because we're here to assist you in any particular way. I know some of you are on the study product group, and other of you are people that have just really gotten involved in this program, wanting to learn more, and I'm really excited about that. That's for certain, because those of us that have been on this program and have had some blood work already done from the time we started the program to now are getting, I feel, some terrific results. My results have been very, very good. They're kind of like Mary Lou's. I went from 213 my cholesterol, and after 30 days of being full on the program, in the way that I wanted to be on it, and that was I went on it completely cold turkey, I was able to go from 213 to 190 in my cholesterol. So that kind of got me excited, and I have a goal that I'm shooting for. And so eating this new way is kind of nice, and I've enjoyed it. I didn't think I would right off the bat. I thought, oh, boy, this is going to be kind of maybe difficult or do whatever, but I really realized that I need to do it for myself, for my health, and it was exciting. Anybody have, and it's a very, and by the way, if you're new on the call today, if we do have some books that we recommend that you get and read, and they are from Focus on Growth, there's basically four books. One's called The China Study, and that's the book that has kind of set us on this path. That's the one that kind of turned on the little light bulb in our head and said, hey, we can take the lifestyle program, and we can tweak it and even make it better by getting involved in this particular new way of eating plant-based products and food, and avoiding as much meat and dairy as we possibly can. Some are gradually rolling over to the plant-based foods. Others of us have you kind of heard the terminology, I guess, before called cold turkey. But it doesn't really matter which way you do it. It's that you have to find a way that is beneficial for you, because to me it's kind of real important, and to understand why disease and everything else has caused the problems that it has in our Western diet and the way that we eat, and the China Study book really brings that out. Another book that's real important is a book called the Rave Diet. It's called The Rave Diet and the Lifestyle, and it's another book that explains different ways of eating and the purposes of eating this particular way. Also, there's a DVD in the back of that book that you get. Excuse me, and it is an absolutely excellent DVD. It helps support the system and why that we're doing eating this particular way. Another book is the book called Perfect Health, The Natural Way by a lady by the name of Marianne Shear. And the thing I really enjoyed about that book is it's kind of easy reading. It's kind of layman's type terms, but the back of it, it really answers an awful lot of the questions for people that say, well, where are we getting our protein from, and where are we going to get our calcium, and what about all my vitamin minerals that I'm getting and need and everything else? And it kind of explains in the back of that book a lot of the charts that are there that basically pretty well much assist us in understanding what the vitamin and mineral content and the benefit of foods are. And the other book is the cookbook. It's called the Student Pan Cookbook. Basically has an awful lot of recipes in there. And the nice thing about it, you can purchase them either individually, or you can purchase them in a package. And if you purchase them in a package of four, you save about 15% for doing that. And also there's a CD that comes with the package of a Dr. T. Cohen Campbell, who was the author of the China Study that Ruth Williams interviewed here on one of our Monday morning calls, where we normally have every other Monday we have a guy with a guest speaker comes on, and we interview them in regards to this way of eating. So I'd like to welcome each and every one of you, and remember, if you're new on the call, please feel free to speak up, because we have some awful lot of people that have a lot of knowledge on this call, and we try to get your questions answered any way that we possibly can. If we can't get the answer today, we'll get back with you. So welcome. Is there anybody this morning? Let's kind of start out, if anybody has any questions at this particular time in regards to this new program that we're involved with. Anybody have any comments?
I have an update on the beans and rice.
Go, Nancy.
I had made a salad last night, and I really wasn't going to mix it with salad dressing, so I thought, okay, I'll throw in some of the beans and some of the rice, and that way I didn't need to use salad dressing.
Great. And you enjoyed it, I take it.
It was good.
Yeah, different, right?
You know what? It wasn't even noticeably different. I don't know. I didn't put a ton in.
Yeah.
I had some rice and beans for lunch, and I really am trying not to overdose on those. So I don't know how much I put in there, but it was satisfying. I was kind of full afterwards.
Well, you know, one of the nice things about this particular program and the way that I've been eating, because I'm an individual, so I'm cooking for myself and my mother in most cases, and that is the most of the recipes call for, like, servings of four or six or eight or whatever. And the nice thing about it is when I've been able to cook, I've been able to put stuff in the refrigerator. And like I say, there's actually ways of getting into the refrigerator and actually making a meal out of what you have in the refrigerator's leftovers from the day or two before. And that's the nice thing about it, because you don't have to spend that extra time cooking or preparing. It's already prepared. You just put it together and come up with a real nice meal. And that's exactly what you did, correct?
Yeah.
Good. Good. Thank you, Nancy. Anybody else have any questions or comments you'd like to have at this time?
Hi, Monty. Are you collecting points? This is Wei.
Yeah, Wei, go ahead.
I got 9 yesterday, and I went back to normal with added the sugar to see the effect of the nightmares. And it was good. No nightmare without the sugars.
Great. That's exciting. And you are in where? You're in California, right, Wei?
Yeah. I was cooking some series out for a couple nights of having dessert before sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty predominant. You have nightmare when you have the body so clean and have some sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically the same, so...
Yeah, a lot of, and that's the nice thing. The other thing we're finding out about this program is that we can each take the program and we can tweak it to our benefits and what's beneficial for us. Like Wei eats sugar and she has nightmares. Other people might do that and not have that. But if you do are having that particular problem or whatever, that might be something that you might consider removing from your diet, that sugar in regards to later on, particularly in the evening. And I've really enjoyed this new way of eating. So I'm just having a whole lot of fun. Thank you, Wade. Does anybody else have any comments or questions that you might have at this particular time? Because you know what happens if nobody speaks up? I start reading. Because we've got to keep the airways filled, that's for certainly. Here's what I'm going to do then today. I'm going to explain. A lot of people have the questions, why? Why did we tweak the lifestyle? Why are we doing things differently? And basically, what is the benefit going to be for those that decide to venture in this new way? And in the Ray book, I'm going to jump real quick for those of you that have the Ray book to page 35. And it basically says, 21 days to a new you. And, the book is The Rave Diet and the Lifestyle. And it says when I see the Rave Diet, I'm going to say plant-based. It says that the Rave Diet, which is plant-based, is not restricting food portions. And that's one of the first things that we hear when we hear about a diet or a new way of eating or whatever. And we even did that on the lifestyle calls, was ways that this does not restrict food. And that's one of the things I enjoyed about it, is because I love food. But changing food choices and breaking through the vicious eating cycles that are making people sick and overweight. That's why we're doing this. Many people will look at the new plant-based diet and make a snap judgment that's difficult to follow. I said earlier, immediately when Char started talking to us about this, I immediately thought, boy, this is going to be real difficult in order for me to cut this stuff out. But it only seems that way. Some of our greatest skeptics decided to try it and found the diet not only easy to follow, but satisfying and delicious. And that's one thing that I found, particularly eating potatoes, that I've always enjoyed and had to really kind of cut back on, which my doctor said and everything else because of my diabetic situation. I'm finding now that the food that I'm eating, basically I don't get as hungry as quick as I used to. When we say 21 days to a new you, we're not talking about losing 21 pounds in 21 days. That's not the idea of this. But the whole idea is about changing your taste for food in just basically 3 weeks. And that's how long it takes for most people to make a complete switch in their taste buds. And I know that sounds strange, and I'll explain that here. It says, the problem is that we've lost our taste for natural foods because most of the food we eat today is smothered with salt, fat, sweets, and chemicals. Would anybody disagree with that? Because we all know it, okay? It's like, there was another little comment in here, and it kind of made sense to me when it had to do about basically, just stop and think. Where can you get food today that you couldn't get it before? There are now convenience stores on almost every corner. Every gas station you go into nowadays, almost, and I'm not going to say, but I'll say 90% of the time, is just not a gas station. What is also in the gas station? Food. we go today, unfortunately, it seems that there's some place that we can get our hands on a food. I went into this called Memorial Medical Clinic here in Olympia not too long ago. And right smack dab, and you can might even find this in your medical center or even in your hospital, there was a place where you could go and get sandwiches, donuts, rolls, pop, whatever, right there. And man, not by a machine, but by an individual that could even make a hamburger, a hot dog, or everything else for you. And I thought to myself, oh my gosh, what's going on? You know, look at Starbucks. Starbucks now, here in the Northwest, I can only talk for that, is, you know, it's everywhere. You know, it's even in churches. You know, it's even, you just can't. Matter of fact, they've got four of them right here in basically, I live in the Lace, Tumwater area. There's four of them within a one-mile radius. There's four Starbucks. And you can imagine all the sugar and the cream and the other stuff that people are getting in this lattes. And whatever just kind of blows my mind. I'm kind of getting off the subject here. But basically, by following this new way of eating, your taste buds will be retrained, and the cravings you have for bad foods will be replaced with a desire to eat good food. This is the essence of the RAVE diet, simply retraining your taste buds to enjoy the foods provided naturally for us. Now get this, that have been provided naturally for us during the millions of years of our life. Once your taste buds are reorientated, your weight loss and all other health benefits of this diet will fall into place automatically as your body begins to heal itself. And I believe that to be so, so true. And there was an article today, it's on MSN.com, and it basically says, it talks about the news, it says, the vegetarian diet healthier. And I just want to read a little segment to you. It says, take Okinawans, eight elders, for example. They live longer than any other people on this planet, with the average life expectancy of 81.2 years. Inhabitants of the Japanese island have 80% less heart disease and cancer and breast cancer and prostate than Americans. And half the rate of, get this, dementia and cancer. And what is starting to become one of the bigger problems in the older generation of today, you know, it's becoming Alzheimer's and dementia, of course, and cancers and that kind of thing. Although genetics contributes to their longevity and superior health, the major player they've found is lifestyle. Scientists have found, besides high levels of physical activity and low body fat levels, and that's what you'll get when you eat a plant-based diet, elders, Okinawa elders, eat large amounts of vegetables, soy, and fish, plus a moderate amount of alcohol. Oh, wow. I guess for those who like alcohol. Compared to Americans, they consume twice as many vegetables and three times more fruit, but 10 times less meat. Poultry and eggs, you know, but paradise is being lost. And here's the sentence that really bothered me, but it's so, so true, and so true in America, that the younger generations of Okinawans have switched to a more modern diet and lifestyle. Consequently, they have twice the rate of obesity as other Japanese and more risk factors for heart disease, dying at a younger age than their elders. Younger Okinawans may eventually lower the average lifespan of this island. And that's basically what's happening to us here in North America, isn't it? You have all heard that, you know, that there's this new generation is not even going to last as long as the last one, strictly because of the stuff that we're putting into our food. And I guess that's one of the things that turned me on to this new way of eating, is that I know we all want to live long lives, we all want to live healthy lives, and I know it's difficult for some people to make changes. And to think that all of a sudden we've got to take out our main item of what we've always taken meals and went took meals around based as far as our menus in regards to some sort of an animal protein, and all we've been doing in most cases. And there's too much research now to fight it. There's too much research now to say when the word vegan or vegetarian comes up to say, oh, not those people, or oh, crying out loud, you know, and I'm not here to save the earth or no, whatever. Well, but what I think most people, and this is my opinion, when I get pretty strong sometimes, but I think most people, the biggest thing they should be concerned about in life is their own health. Because when they can be concerned about their own health, they then can reach out and touch the children of their families, their spouses, and other people and friends. And we can all just live as healthy as we can. Are we all going to live, be perfectly healthy by being on this diet till the day we die? Not. But I'll tell you what, I believe the risk factors and the possibility that happen is going to be more in my favor than ever before, in every way that I thought, and particularly about food, okay? Does anybody have any questions or comments? And I didn't mean to get long on that, or anything that you'd like to talk about on this Friday.
Monty.
Diane.
I've been reading the China study.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, you know, it has changed our diet.
I'm glad. And thank you for reading the book. See, most people, when they hear about something like that, the first thing they don't do, and I hope this doesn't offend anybody when I say this, but, you know, they don't go out and they don't buy the information or get the books in order to get the information, to read the proper information, to make the decision that they need to make for themselves. I'm not saying that everybody needs to believe everything that somebody says on this call. But what they need to do is go out and get the research or get the information that they need to make their own decision, then choose what is it they want to do. If people want to still continue to eat meat but just cut back, you know, I know one doctor that says if you're going to do it, you got to do it 100%. Just to cut back ain't really going to help that much. But, you know, and I want to say something else, too. You've all heard me talk about over the last 2 to 3 years that I've been on this call about how this great teamwork that my doctor and I've always had, you know, when I was on the lifestyle call and how we worked together and was always taking my blood and doing whatever. Well, I might have made a mistake. Because last time I was in to see my doctor, which, matter of fact, was just the other day, I made a comment, and the comment was strictly, Doc, you know, I've come to realize that our body, our liver, only creates the amount of cholesterol that our body needs. And any time we put any other cholesterol, which is either animal-based products or dairy products in our bodies and we consume it, that our bodies do not absorb it in the way that we think it goes into the cells and does whatever. What it does, he said, yeah, it goes into the veins. I said, yeah, that's right. I said, so it only made common sense to me when I've switched to this new way of eating now for about this last 60 days, is that if I just don't eat the animal protein and the dietary and dairy diet stuff like cheese and milk and that kind of stuff, which I really didn't eat a lot of before, that my cholesterol levels had to drop. And he kind of looked at me and he kind of sat back in his chair and he kind of rolled his eyes. And I thought to myself, I thought, that's the first time that I ever said anything, being honest with my doctor and what I was doing, that for some reason, I almost thought, what did he roll his eyes for? Why did he kind of look at me and kind of go like, what the heck? Well, I was just wondering, because the next question he asked me, is there any prescriptions that I need to refill for you? And I thought to myself, you know, I'm just wondering why he did that. It's the first time I've ever had a negative feeling with my personal MD, my personal general practitioner and doctor, when I think he finally figured out that I had figured out one of the reasons that the cholesterol in my body was where it was, and that I had come to a natural way of removing that cholesterol from my body by strictly nothing more than either reducing, or which I have chosen to do, and that's totally to eliminate animal fat and dairy and animal flesh and dairy products from my diet.
And I walked up. That's how you're eating, correct?
Now he does now. Exactly. Well, yeah, he did before, but when I talked to him particularly about cholesterol levels, it was like, geez, Doc, I almost felt like saying, well, how come you don't tell people this? And I didn't.
Just remember, they're not taught much nutrition.
Pardon?
They're not taught much nutrition in med school. They're taught how to prescribe drugs and how to recommend surgery.
No, I agree with all that, but I hear about Dr. Esselstein and the Cleveland Clinic there where you're from, which does most of the major heart surgeries in America and has been rated for many, many years of being very high, where Esselstein comes from, and Esselstein, whose grandfather, this is what amazed me about Dr. Esselstein, who puts the book out, How to Reverse Heart Disease, Cure or Reverse Heart Disease, you know, when he went to the people and told them that there what he was doing, and he worked there. He was one of the main dogs at the Cleveland Clinic. And when he told them that, they all ignored him.
Right.
It blew my mind. So he realized he could not stay there in that hospital and tell his patients that came in that they needed heart surgery and all this kind of stuff. And he had to actually leave the clinic. And remember, his grandfather, his great-grandfather, founded that particular clinic. He stepped away from it, and now he takes private individuals in his home that are interested in basically taking care of those heart conditions. And when you stop and think about that, in the same way with Dr. McDougall, who worked at the Cleveland Clinic too, these doctors that have gotten this information and have researched it, that we are now getting, that are making these big choices and understanding that there is a code of conduct, I'll call it. It's called differently in the medical profession. But they do have an obligation to take their patients and to do the best they possibly can for them. Now, am I knocking doctors? I am not knocking doctors at all. All I'm saying is that I don't believe a lot of them have this information, and then if they did, I don't know if they had started at the same time would push it the way that they need to push it. So, any comments at this time?
I don't know what to bring up that, Monty, but 6 months after I started Lifestyle...
You're breaking up real bad, Nancy. As a matter of fact, you're gone. She must be on her cell phone or something. Does anybody else have any comments till Nancy comes back?
Hi, Jim Marty. This is Linda Brown from Washington, Vancouver. I'm just curious how body balance fits into this program.
Well, I think, okay, I'll answer it the best I can, and I'll say it this way. I believe the body balance still fits into the program based upon, is that you, Nancy?
Yeah,
you were totally gone. Did you know that?
No, I'm on a different phone.
Yeah, you're breaking up, matter of fact, even now.
Okay, let me go closer to my date.
Okay.
He was arguing with me that food does not make a difference. It doesn't matter what you eat as far as how you feel and what goes on in your body. And I remember, you know, it was like, how can you say that? And then I realized that they're not taught nutrition, even though he does all of his research and he'll find out, you know, he's meticulous about finding out what is causing something in your body. But nutrition is not something that they, and I wouldn't be surprised now when I go back, because I'm supposed to go back for a blood work now. And I've been putting it off for a couple of weeks just to see the changes that may happen. But it'll be interesting to see his reaction to my change in what I'm eating.
That's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Linda, to answer your question now about the body balance, I believe the body balance still can work in through this particular way of eating. I'm going to say that particularly for, excuse me, I had a frog here visiting me this morning here in my office, so just he kind of jumped up here to my shoulder and bit me right there. But I believe that the body balance can still work in it for those people that still need to want the protein and whatever in the shake. Now, what a lot of people are doing with a shake that are on this particular program, they have cut back from the two scoops of protein down to either one or a half, okay? As far as the cleanse goes, the cleanse is something I think, in my opinion, I take it most of the time. I do break away from it every once in a while for about a month, and I also do it that way. Also, the Rev-Up is still an energy drink. It's all natural components in it and whatever, so if people still need that, that's the purpose of that, particularly if it comes in between meals, to where people sometimes feel like they're getting low or whatever, they've got an energy thing that we can pump up. As far as the burn goes, I think there again, the burn is for the purpose of increasing the metabolism within our body. If people want to increase their rate of weight loss, if that's their purpose, then they can go ahead and take the burn, because that all those particular products are, again, natural products that are made from herbs and everything else. Okay? Now, does anybody else have any answer to help Linda answer this question about how do they feel that the body balance can still work into this program?
I think you did a great job of it.
That's Monty. Thank you.
Okay. Does that answer your question?
It does. My concern, though, was the fact that, you know, I mean, no, the milk products in the products was... I mean, if we're, I don't know what I was saying.
Okay, no, well, no, I think that is the question you probably had. Well, now that don't make sense to me. Here we're talking about cutting down dairy products and everything else, but yeah,
right.
We still got whey in our protein shakes. That's probably what you were thinking, okay?
That's probably, yeah.
Okay, well, my answer then becomes, again, based upon how you feel about that particular product or how much, and that's one of the questions I'm going to find out from the corporation is basically how much whey, percentage of whey is in the particular product, okay?
Okay, yeah.
But, you know, some people are going to totally cut out dairy products, you know, other people are going to cut back on dairy products. So I think it all depends what an individual wants to do, but I believe the body balance still works in real good in all those, because we not just don't have the protein shake, we got all those other products in there that go towards the same way. And I believe everybody should be on cleanse. There's just no doubt in my mind. You know, I even think that would enhance this particular program again, too. Okay, because it's all natural. Anybody else have any questions here before we get ready to sign off today?
Yeah, this is Fritz again from Missouri. On the cleanse, is that, I'm not familiar with the product. Is that something that can be used with every day? Is that something used with food? Or how's that, what's the application on that?
Fritz, the best way I say it, that when you get a body balance book, or you get your body balance package, and I don't know if you have one or not, inside of there is a book that is put out by the corporation. And it basically says, I think it's 1 to 2 weeks in regards to the book, that people should utilize this product. I personally believe that, in my opinion, and the person that actually, Dr. Pedersen, who put this package together, actually said that we could still continue to utilize the cleanse, but there over a period of time, but there are times that we need to take a break from the product. Now, the reason we take a break from the product is just exactly, now use the example of narcotics. If you take something long enough, or you, and I'm also going to go back to food now, if you eat a particular type of product for any length of time, whether that be coffee, sugar, or whatever, that when you, if you continually absorb it into your body becomes, it becomes addicted to it and needs it. So that's why he says that every once in a while we need to come off of the cleanse to allow our body so it doesn't get in that addicted sort of form that we need it, because these are herbs and they're natural herbs, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he said if you continue to use it all the time, that eventually what will happen is that the body will become almost immune to what you're giving it, and then we got to give it, we got to take more cleanse in order to get the result that we normally get from cleanse. Okay? So that's the reason that I take 2 cleanse every night before I go to bed. I'll go for sometimes up to 60 days or maybe 90 days, and then I'll totally take a break for exactly one whole month. But I do also, at the same time I take my cleanse, which is for our liver and our blood and our colon, I also take liver support, which has the two products in it that helps with our livers, because I believe our liver is, if that's not clean, we're not going to lose weight, and we're going to have problems health-wise within our body. Okay?
Okay, great.
Okay. Answer. Thank you. Anybody else this morning?
This is Anita, and I've got a question for Fritz. Are you familiar with the Branson Expo that's coming up over Labor Day weekend?
No, I'm not.
Because Mary Lou and Ruth Williams, I think, are both scheduled to be at that.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine those two on the same stage together? Boy, Branson better be ready for an earthquake. That's all I got to say. I'm sorry, Anita. What is that date again?
That's over Labor Day weekend. Was it 31st and the 1st?
Okay, now Fritz would be interested in going. Is there somewhere he needs to contact, or is there someplace he can go and get more information in regards to that particular program as it can be done?
Why don't I get the information to you, and you can email it to him?
I will. I'll send it to Fritz, because I'll be getting Fritz's address and email here when he sends me what he needs to get his CD that he won this morning. Okay. Well, I guess I'd like to say a thank each and every one of you for being on the call this morning. We're a little over the time frame here, but I just want to, first of all, thank everybody, and particularly the Study Pilot group that are on the program and the Study Pilot group. For those of you that are not, that spoke up, I certainly appreciate that for your time and commitment to this program and helping us and assisting us in any way. And second of all, I'd like to thank all of our guests for their attendance today. If you have any questions or comments, you're new here for the first time, let me direct you to the person that invited you to this call and answer any and ask them any questions you might have, and we'll just kind of go from there.
Marty,
yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I thought you were gone. You disappeared.
Okay. I disappeared? Marty. I can't disappear. Go ahead. Somebody's trying to speak.
Yeah, Marty, this is Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
How are you using the cleanse? When are you using the cleanse and you're putting the liver with it? What part of the day is
that? Okay, I'll tell you exactly what I'm doing. Okay, and for a matter of fact, let's just say this. The way I use the cleanse is I take 2 of the cleanse, a half hour, I take 2 cleanse and 2 calcium, a half hour before I go to bed. Okay?
Okay.
Now, also what I take is that if, let's say I'm going to go on the cleanse for a 90-day time frame, at the end of 60 days, I jump onto the liver support, and I take that night, those, then for 30 days, I take my calcium, my two cleanse, and two liver support for 30 days. Then, at the end of the 90 days, I drop off of the cleanse, okay, but I still take my two calcium and my two liver supports. And I do that for the next 30 days. Then when I jump back onto my cleanse, at the end of the 30 days now, I come back on my cleanse with my two calcium, my two liver support that I've been taking for 30 days, that's all. Then I bring in two cleanse for 30 days. Then I move off of my liver support, stay on my cleanse, and that's the cycle that I go. So all the time, I've got something in my body to support my liver being as strong and clean that it can possibly be, along with the cleanse, which takes care of the blood and the colon. That answer your question?
Yeah.
Kind of long explanation, but that's the way I do it.
Yeah, okay.
Is it the way that somebody else might want to do it? I don't know. That's up to each individual.
Okay.
But I so believed in the body balance products when they came out, particularly the cleanse, you know, and then when the burner, I was on the burn for quite a, you know, but I just really believe this cleanse product is a product that stands all by itself, and if we all really concerned about good health, you know, that is one product, in my opinion, that we should be on, and I'm sure the people that put this package together would probably agree with that also.
Yeah.
Okay? Thank you for that question.
Even though we're doing our best to eat good food, our body still creates a situation that our body needs to also be cleansed.
You know, that's so true. And, you know, that's why the 10 points are so important. You know, when we talk about air, you know, one of the biggest stresses that we have in our body today, one of them, I should say, of three major ones, you know, and that's the environmental stress that we have. And that's because of the air we breathe. We can't always be around our air treatment system. You know, even though I have one in my bedroom and one in my office, you know, running 24 hours a day, you know, the whole point of it is we venture out of our avenues, out of our homes, and we go to the malls, we go shopping, we do whatever we do outside on a daily basis, and our body picks up those environmental stresses. Those environmental stresses, of course, are chemicals, toxins, everything else. Our skin absorbs stuff when we're just outside, and a car goes by us, or a diesel, and you can smell that exhaust. If you're smelling that exhaust, you know those chemicals are going into your lungs, and the way that the lung is made, once something goes into the lung, it does not come out of the lung because of the mucus that's down in there. It actually stays there and is absorbed into our body. If we can smell it, that means it's getting in our skin. Our skin absorbs chemicals and environmental stresses and toxins. Our bodies even produce, based upon the food we eat and whatever, it even produces toxins because it wants to get rid of toxins. And we got to remember that one of the ways we get rid of toxins, and that is it flows through our blood. Well, what goes through our liver? What is the main support of our liver? And that's blood. But the liver's there as a sponge to absorb that stuff out of those particular, whether it be liquids or whatever else goes through that liver, to act and absorb it. Now we've got to make sure that sponge gets squeezed out all the time to get rid of those toxins so they continually flow through our body and out of our bodies. So, and that's the way I think. Am I a medical person? Absolutely not. Have I had any medical training? Absolutely not. But I am a type of person that tries to understand why certain organs of my body function and work the way they do. And when I get this information from Nikin Corporation at our expos, and we have special guest speakers come in on particular subjects or whatever, you know, you need to be there because these people, you know, like Dr. Daidu, is going to be introducing this brand new product on August the 18th. Okay, I mean, when you stop and think about that product and what it's going to be doing for our bodies, and Dr. Naidu, what he's already done for most of us on this call in regards to lactoferrin, however you're using lactoferrin or whatever you think about it, we all would agree, I believe, that lactoferrin is beneficial to our body. Dr. Naidu, and at every expo, you're going to have something. Dr. Naidu, from what I understand, either through a DVD or whatever, is going to be talking about this program. Here's the man that made the product. He he's the one that's got all the information, so we need to be there and listen to that. And that's what I think Juanita's getting at in regards to the expo. Am I correct, Juanita? Well, maybe Juanita's not with us, but maybe everybody's gone.
See, I don't
But anyhow, anybody else? Man, we're way past. Anybody have one last, I'll take one last question or suggestion, and then we'll wrap her up. That tells me that Simon tells me one thing. Nobody has a comment, and nobody has a question. Thank you all for being here. Really appreciate, enjoy each and every one of you. I really appreciate if you have any information to speak up. If you have questions, please ask the questions, because there might be people on this call that aren't speaking up and have the same question that you might have. And remember, no question is a stupid question, but we'll do the best we can to get it answered. Take care, all. Have a great weekend. Enjoy yourself. Read a little bit more of the books. If you haven't got the books, run out and get them, and then make a choice for you and your family what you'd like to do in regards to your health and your lifestyle. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. We'll be here Monday.
You too, Monty, and we'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Diane.
Thank you, Diane.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Monty. Great call.
Well, thank you. Have a great one.